Hi. Welcome to Hydroengineering, Freedom from Infectious Diseases, and looking at hydrosonics. Hydro, water, sonics, sound, the future of medicine. Thanks to Libby and Helen and people from Total Health, I get a chance to share with you some delightful new revelations, new realizations, advanced science and technology, and how we are now able to get ourselves out of the petrochemical pharmaceutical intoxication and the genocide that has been literally affecting our children and even our children's children through the injection, inoculation of infectious diseases, bacteria, viruses, fungus, DNA, foreign RNA, DNA proteins. It's interesting how the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel conducts war against everything, including biology. Anti-biology, antibiotics. You know, it's really much more simple than that. We don't need to go there. And so this is a celebration today. It's a presentation today that deals with the alternative, which is complete sanity, getting out of the hypocrisy, the lunacy, the intoxication, and the population reduction that is ongoing under the guise of public health and modern medicine. This issue of vaccinations, it's such a pleasure to tell you that we have now hydrosonic engineering freedom from infectious diseases, so we don't have to inject our children any longer with foreign RNA, DNA, proteins from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, and with smallpox vaccine, it's cow pus. That what we're really looking at, however, is omnicide. It's not just genocide. Genocide is defined as the mass killing or enslaving of people and populations for profit, politics, and or ideology. If you've been attending these programs here at Total Health for many years, and even today's program on Codex Elementarius with our hero Sean Buckley, you'll realize that this whole Codex Elementarius legislation that requires the Health Canada and the FDA to regulate and basically keep us from having everything from mineral supplements, homeopathics, vitamins, colloidal silver, silver hydrosols, all of these things is really not in support of public health, but in fact, omnicide. And when you consider the other programs ongoing here this weekend with regard to the genetic engineering, the GMOs, the manipulations of nature, then you realize it's not just genocide, it's omnicide. All species are threatened, everything's at risk. Well, gee whiz, what a wonderful blessing that I'm here to tell you that we have an alternative and we have the solution. Solution, the universal solvent, water. And so this is the alternative to environmental pollution. If you've noticed recent headlines about antibiotics and literally toxic drugs showing up in our water supplies worldwide, the ecological degradation that's taking place besides the human intoxication, and of course what profiteering most off of humanity's suffering means is pop magic pills to cure every ill and induce all of the side effects that require you to go back to the medical deities to get more drugs that cause more side effects, ultimately shortening your longevity definitively. So that's really what we're looking at. The most common cause of death and disease in the world today is modern medicine, and particularly this whole war on biology. Antibiosis and the instead of probiosis, instead of realizing that who we are really are spirit-filled, loving, capable, worthy human beings who are designed to perfection beyond the reaches of the wildest imagination and have the capacity for millennia since the beginning of humanity to fight off infectious diseases of all sorts. Today we have to deal with laboratory new manipulations, mutants, and those types of population degenerators, but still in all, we still have extraordinary power, and if you grasp the full measure of the power that we're going to be talking about today, and especially blessing, ideally, not just the rest of the world, but also Toronto, with Live H2O Concert for the Living Water on June 19th to the 21st, that you'll all have an opportunity to participate in, not just online, but ideally here locally at some